Jeffries under fire, mail ballots blocked again, and a surprise in South Texas. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries is navigating twin controversies that, individually, might be manageable but together are stoking genuine frustration within his caucus. A private meeting with Jared Kushner, with whom Jeffries has a prior working relationship dating to criminal justice reform efforts during Trump's first term, has inflamed a progressive base already operating under heightened tension. The optics of the sitting Democratic House leader holding a private sit-down with the president's son-in-law have proven difficult to contain. The second source of friction is arguably more substantive. Jeffries appointed a hawkish figure, reportedly with a strong pro-Israel orientation, to a key subcommittee slot, a signal that landed poorly among Democratic constituencies with increasingly vocal pro-Palestinian sentiment, particularly younger voters and those in several urban districts. The strategic logic behind Jeffries's positioning is visible, if contested. The district's Democrats need to flip or hold to retake the House skew toward competitive suburbs rather than progressive strongholds, and the median voter in those districts is not the median activist. Critics characterize the approach as capitulation, supporters call it electoral realism. Meanwhile, a federal judge has once again blocked the Trump administration's executive order restricting mail voting, with ballots reportedly days away from shipping in some jurisdictions. The ruling continues a now-established pattern. The administration issues an order, a court blocks it, and another chapter is added to an ongoing legal battle over election access. Notably, this judge has previously ruled against this specific order, meaning the administration is relitigating a position already rejected. Whether that represents principled legal persistence or a deliberate strategy to create uncertainty around mail voting rules ahead of November depends on interpretation. In South Texas, fresh polling data is presenting Democrats with an unexpected opportunity. The party is leading in several House districts that Republicans specifically drew to be GOP-friendly during redistricting. The structural assumption behind those maps, that demographic and political dynamics among the region's large Latino population favored Republicans, appears to be eroding faster than the cartographers anticipated. Gerrymandering, as the data is suggesting, reflects the political assumptions of a single moment in time, and those assumptions can become obsolete.